presented by Chafin Lujan Injury Law Firm, doing good by doing right. Let's chop it up with our NFL insider. He's a Hall of Famer. He's Braddock's own, the great John Clayton, back with us here on 93.7 The Fan. John, what can you tell us about Trey Turner, the guard the Steelers had in here for a visit last week?
Injuries affected him last year, but he's a really good player. He's been to a couple Pro Bowls. He's a physical type of guy, kind of a grinder. And, you know, I don't know how bad the injuries affected him, but obviously it affected him this offseason. But I think he'd be a good addition because, when you go back to, he didn't do as well when he went to the Chargers, but it's at Carolina, he was really good. So good that, they traded Russell Okung, a left tackle, to get him. And so what you also like is he's still young. He's, 27, 28 years old. He's not 30 yet. So I think that could be a good signing.
Well, John, the thing about it is him being in here because he is a right guard full stop. He's the kind of guy you bring in to play right guard and only right guard and start, you would think, even with last year in his rearview mirror. That starts to cast an ominous shadow over David DeCastro if it were to happen. It seems like there's reason to believe that something might be going on with DeCastro because he didn't participate in a mini camp where all the other veterans did. So that's more like you bring up Trey Turner. We bring up Trey Turner with you. I'm concerned about what it means for DeCastro.
You'd have to think that they'll put it behind because again, he's one of the better guards in the league. Maybe I don't know if there's a contract issue or something of that nature. You wonder about it. But again, it's like I think if necessary, they can try to move Turner to left guard or have him try to do something else. But it's one of those things where it's like, hey, if you can add, particularly to a position right now that you'd have to argue is going through the biggest transition in the league, you want to try to get as good as you can, and I think Turner can help him, whether it's going to be right guard or left guard. And then, if necessary, maybe you move David over to left guard.
How much money do you think Turner would command at this stage of free agency, John?
Probably three and a half, something like that, if that. Because again, all the big deals are all done for the most part. And if you notice, really in the last month, there have been very few deals that have been over $3 million. So I'd say three and a half at the most.
John, when do you expect some of the names that are still out there to start signing deals? Is this going to be a situation where players are just waiting to see what situations crop up based on injuries in training camps?
Yeah, that's pretty much. It's going to be pretty quiet. For really the next 3-4 weeks. I know that Richard Sherman has taken a physical in San Francisco, so he may re-sign there. But understand what's going on is that, most front office execs and most coaches are on vacation. So unless their cap guy is going to come in and work out whoever's going to be coming in, there's not going to be a lot of activity.
Yeah.
So it's like it's that quiet time. And that always happens, right around when you get to the 4th of July and all the mini camps are closed down and everything else. So if you look at the waiver wire, like yesterday, there was like three moves on the waiver wire, one signing and one cut and one guy that blew out his Achilles in Buffalo that ended up going on the injured reserve list.
Right. I think that's why Chris brought up the timing of this with Turner. Like these guys are ready to head out on their vacation and get their only maybe rest and relaxation they're going to get before training camp kicks off. And it just seemed like they rushed the guy to come in here, John, after their guard who was injured last year didn't practice. That was that's why there was some alarm bells that rang there. What's your best guess on why Turner hasn't signed yet? If he's good and he's healthy, what's the holdup for him? Why wasn't there interest in him in the first run of free agency?
I don't know where he was as far as his injury, but I think that the injury concerns certainly affected him. But I can also tell you this, it's like it could have been a monetary thing too, because one of the things is when you're talking about what positions got affected the most by the 8% decrease in the cap, guards really got destroyed.
Okay.
Right tackles really got destroyed. In fact, I was going through the list of offensive linemen. Last year, for example, there was 49 offensive linemen that ended up getting $10+ million contracts. Right now we're at 41, and I would imagine there's still going to be a few more cuts that'll take it under 40. And there's 16 left tackles that make $10+ million, but it was only like about five right tackles, six right guards. So they just got obliterated. And so maybe the money didn't seem right, but now it's like, hey, you're at the stage where you need a job.
John, of all the guys who are still out there waiting to sign, and obviously you just said it's going to be a slow period probably, is Turner the one who you think would upgrade the Steelers the most just overall? Like, or is there another guy that's still unsigned that you think the Steelers, if they were inclined, could bring in and that player would be a particularly big help to them?
Well, I know the Jets are talking to Marcus Moses, who was cut by the Washington football team. I think he's a right tackle. I mean, I don't know, compared to Zach Banner, I think he'd be an upgrade over that. But, you know, so far there's been no mention of him coming into Pittsburgh.
No. Nope.
I mean, what you have to imagine right now is that the – you know, they've probably delayed some vacation time to get some things done this week, and then everybody will be, you know, gone by later this week or next week. So I think that's just the nature of things. But, you know, Marcus Moses, I think, would be an upgrade that could come in and help out.
I'm looking at a headline here that out of Cleveland that says, Baker Mayfield's agent thinks contract will get done this summer.
I don't see why not. I mean, they've got the cap room to be able to do it. But it's funny because I know around the league, people think they need to see one more season from him before they do it. And, you know, but also what you're also looking at is that nobody can really guess what the cap is going to be next year. I mean, we've got the, you know, agreement with the Players Association and the league that it could go up to $208.5 million. And if that's going to be the case, then you better get something done this year, because if so, you're going to get obliterated next year. Because I'm sure if that cap goes up over $26 million, you know, he's going to be asking for $45 million. And that, I don't think that would be too much. But in the end, I think you know, if the agent thinks there's a chance, then I think there can be a chance, and there needs to be a chance.
So, yeah, you think, John, then it's in their best interest, even with the inherent risk of wondering how good he really is still, that they try to get a deal done. It's better to have him in and maybe run the risk that he doesn't perform up to the contract than wait one more year and really get blown out of the water.
Yeah, because, I mean, you can make the argument right now that among the young quarterbacks in the AFC, the way he finished the season, you know, he was maybe the third or fourth best, you know, because certainly, you know, you've got Patrick Mahomes being number one. Then you have, well, even though he's probably not going to play this year, Deshaun Watson being number two. Then number three would be certainly Josh Allen. And then you can make the argument that Baker was either four or five, depending on where you want to put Justin Herbert. And so,
how about Lamar Jackson?
Oh, and Lamar Jackson, too. And they're working on his contract, too. But he doesn't seem to be as panicked about it. And Baker doesn't seem to be as panicked about it. So it's like, you know, the big thing with Lamar is that, you know, he's got an MVP. But I still get concerned when he only threw for less than 3,000 yards last year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, if you're going to be, you know, a $35 to $40 million quarterback, you've got to throw close to, like, you know, 3,800 yards and, you know, try to be a little bit more productive with the passing offense.
Do you think, and I think you sort of have already answered this, John, but I just want to, you know, hear maybe some clarification on it with Mayfield.
Yeah.
If Patrick Mahomes is worth $45 million, in Dak a year, and Dak Prescott is worth $40 million, do you think a year, do you think that Mayfield's agent will demand that he gets paid somewhere in between those two numbers, 40 and 45 a year?
If he does it this year, then there's not going to be any deal done, I can tell you that. I mean, you know, he's not at that level. I mean, he's close, but he's not at that level. I mean, Dak Prescott at least has won a playoff game. You know, Baker, you know, the big thing is, you know, they need to start to figure out where they are cap-wise, because you can see this is a good football team. This is a team right now that's got two good defensive ends.
Mm-hmm.
They paid Myles Garrett $25 million a year. You know, they've got some good elements on the offensive line, two high-paid receivers. And so it's like, you know, you just try to fit it all in. And the one thing is, say what you want about the way that the Ravens run things. They're pretty good cap-wise, development-wise, and all the things that you need as far as, you know, getting some things done. And so it's like, you know, you like the idea that, you know, I think it has to be under 40 this year.
John, do you think Odell Beckham is a Cleveland Brown after this year's trade deadline passes?
Yeah, I do. I mean, I think at least he'll make it through this year, and then I think they'll make a move probably next year because, you know, Jarvis Landry, I think, even though, you know, he's not maybe as talented as Odell Beckham Jr., you know, Landry's been more of the number one guy. because he's been to Pro Bowls and everything else. Beckham's really talented, but he's also a little bit of a pain for some of the things that he does.
John, why do you think that Lamar Jackson's agent hasn't come out and made, maybe not demands like Mayfield's, but do you think that there's more harmony between the Ravens front office and Jackson? They're on the same page more than the Browns front office and Mayfield?
No, I think it's probably, I think it's similar. I think that Lamar's not as panicked about it. He's in no hurry to get kind of a deal done. And so it's like, a lot of times, you don't get the agents to comment publicly
right.
on some of these things.
Right.
So it's like, I wouldn't read too much
okay.
more into that.
I was just asking that because you said that people around the league you talk to said
yeah.
they need to see more from Mayfield. And I was just curious if people around the league say the same thing about Jackson.
Probably. And so, and also it's like, it's not as if he's going to be a free agent or anything like that. I mean, you have that, the 50-year option, the franchise number, and everything else. So you can keep a guy for six total years and, not have to do that big contract. I mean, certainly he's going to get good money. But, I think that in the end, they'll get something done, and he'll get well paid.
John, I'm wondering what you thought of – I was more intrigued by the reaction to the announcement from Carl Nassib coming out as the first openly gay player, I should say, in the NFL. It did not feel like that dominated the league's news cycle. Goodell said something about it. Former and current players and teammates praised him, but I almost expected that to be, based on the Michael Sam situation 7 years ago, a much bigger story than I guess it turned out to be in the NFL news machine in the offseason.
Oh, I think it's been a big story. I mean, I think that you can see just the reaction around the league, the fact that the league and Roger Goodell came out and supported him, Players Association supported him, teammates supported him. John Gruden supported him. I mean, he got to the point where, the NFL matched his $100,000 contribution. And so it's like, I think that it's a big story. It's still becoming a big story. I think what it comes down to is that, we're in that cycle right now where, a lot of the reporters on the NFL, I mean, they're taking some time off. And you got a little less time because, again, it's like, all the OTAs are done. But I think it had a big reaction, and I think it's going to continue to be big.
Did you have a nice anniversary dinner, John? Did you guys get around to doing that was that last week?
Yes, we did.
Nice.
Yeah, we went to Parasol's, and Pat was able to get the lamb that she likes, the salad that she likes. So that worked out well. And then to double up on it, because we didn't do anything last night, is I'm taking her to a good Duke's chowder place that has good seafood, and that'll be on Friday night.
What did you have at Parasol's, though? So, we want to know.
You buried the lead, John.
Yeah, you only got one half of the meal out here.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, what I did is that they had some seafood crepes, and so I had the seafood crepes.
So aren't crepes pancakes?
Mm.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but not
made of
like,
seafood.
Not
I don't think I've ever
like,
seen them before.
John, you're not talking about like sweet pancakes.
They
here.
Don't
these
have
are,
seafood
these
crepes
have,
in
no.
Braddock.
These are
in Braddock, John.
I didn't go to IHOP, okay?
Or Pamela's.
Yeah,
Pamela's. Yeah, so it's like it was good. It was like I didn't want anything too heavy. The weather's been so warm here because it's like we've had one 89-degree day this weekend. We're gonna have in the high 90s and maybe up to 100,
what?
Which, of course, is almost impossible here.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have record-setting temperatures, and it's been hot and dry now for more than a week. And so it's like I didn't want to have burden myself with too much, but it worked out perfect. So I had the crepes.
Veteran move.
Now a Hall of Fame move.
Absolutely. Now that he explained it, it makes perfect sense. Thank you, John. We'll talk again next week.
Okay, sounds good.